Rashi, Rabbanan Lagufe, the Niboyi Koyin, that you should have to have a Koyin to put the fire on the Mizbeach. Is Minolain Lehefshit Vinetuach. So how do we know that said Hefshit Vinetuach does not need a Koyin? As if Pasuk Zayin is extra, so you can say it's extra and tell us this Chiddush that the Pasuk before does not need a Koyin. But maybe Pasuk Zayin is not extra. Pasuk Zayin we need Lagufe to tell us that we need a Koyin to put the Eish Alam Mizbeach. So Marcel like this. Omer Rav Simi Barashi. Ashkechele Abaya, I found Abaya to have a Mizbar Lelebrei. That Rav Simi Barashi found Abaya, that Abaya was explaining this Kasha to his son. He was explaining, how do we know, Takam, that we do not need a Koyin, even a Zaharas Kosher, for Nituach and Hefshit? How do we know this? So he says, because it sounds like this. The Potter says, Vishochat. You have to make a Shchita. Potter Hey. Vishochat as Ben Abokar, the Pasuk says. So we dashin shchita bezak sheira. You know, to make the shchita, even a zar, not a kohen, could also make the shchita. That's what we dashin the Pasuk. For the Gemara v'chim meyayin bos. Like, what are you telling me? Why would I think to say I need a kohen? That you have to tell me an extra chiddush of a shochat, I do not need a kohen. Like, what's the havamin to say you should need a kohen, but you're telling me a drosha, you don't need a kohen. So Mar says like this. Nechlal shenema, because there's another Pasuk in Bamidbar that says, V'ato u'bonecho itchom tishmu es kunaschem. And it said to you and Aaron, the Kohanim, you have to take care of all the Kabonis. Heis tishmu es kunaschem. In shenei ani afilu shchita. For that Pasuk I would think, anything to do with the Korban, even the shchita, also the Pasuk says, tishmu es kunaschem. You Kohanim have to be careful that you do it yourself. Don't let anybody else do it. So I would think even for the shchita also, you have to do it. Talmud Leimah, that's why we need this Pasuk here in Vayikra, Hey, that says, V'shochat as ben habok lefnei Hashem. And then the Pasuk first says, V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es hadom. Yeah, so what are we dashing? That mikabolo v'yeloch mitzvah kuna. When do we need a koyin only from V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es hadom? V'hikrivu here means from kabolo. To receive the dam, that's when the koyin starts to do the avoida. For the beginning of the Pasuk, V'shochat as ben habok lefnei Hashem does not need a koyin. That's the drasha. Only from the grivu b'nei Aaron Akranim. Only from Kabbalah Saddam, from then on, do we need a kain. Mashenk at the beginning of the Pasuk, Shchita does not need a kain. That's why I dash from this Pasuk. So again, what do I need this Pasuk for? Because since there's a Pasuk in Ban Midbar that says, V'yato v'necha itcha tishmu as kunaschem, I would have think that everything to do with the Korban, you would also need a kain. To Mashmala, no, you don't need a kain for everything. Yeah. And another raya for this is, the Pasuk says, V'somach yodoi v'shochat. Hey, the Pasuk Dalit says, V'somach yodoi roi sholov nisla l'chaprolov. Then it says, V'shochat ben habokar. So, lima dal ha-shchita shekshera bizar. In other words, that's the Russian now. That just like shchita, V'somach yodoi goes on the Yisrael, the Baila makes the smicha. Who are the next Pasuk V'shochat also goes. The Baila of Yisrael is allowed to make the shchita. When do we need the kain? Only from v'ikrivu. From the Kabbalah Saddam V'elach, that's when we need a kain. But before that, we don't need a kain. Just like this now. Michti, mi Kabbalah V'elach mitzvah kuna. So far we didn't answer our question though. Like, how do we know that Hefshit V'nituach, Hasin Tosik Vov, how do we know that does not need a kain? That's kosher even bizarre. Now I'll tell you like this, the Mursa says, let's see. Me kabola v'yeloch mitzvah kuna. That's the drosha, we just got finished breaking the drosha from Pasuk Hey. That's mikrivu b'nei Aaron akranim, that once you make the kabola saddam, from then on you need a kain. A kain has to do the kabola, has to do the aloha, has to do the zrika, from then on we need a kain. Abazoi, v'noos v'nu b'nei Aaron, lomali. What do I have to have Pasuk Zayin to say that b'nei Aaron a kain has to put the Eish Alam Mizbeach? Pshiti need a kain. Like the Churis after the Kabbalah Saddam. And anything after the Kabbalah Saddam needs a kain. So why does Pasuk Zayin have to say again, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron akainim, Eish Alam Mizbeach? What do I need this Chiddush for? For the Gemara, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron, normally, is the Churis Chiddush, Lemutei Hefshit V'nituach. To tell us the what, the Davka, to put the Eish on the Mizbeach, do we need a kain? Mashenk in the Pasuk before that Pasuk Vav, of the Hefshit, does not need a kain. So that's the drasha. that once we know that from Kabbal V'Elach we need a Kayin, so Pshit and Posek Zayin, we need a Kayin to put the Yesh Alam as Be'ech. That's the after the Kabbalah. What does the Torah say, a Kayin? To teach us that only by Nisin Nesesh to need a Kayin. Mashenka in Posek Vov, the Hefshet, the skinning the animal and slicing it, does not need a Kayin. So that's the Drasha. That's what Chizki meant to say. That's Chizki's Drasha, that's what our Mishnah means to say, that the slicing and the skinning of the animal does not need a Kayin. So the Gemara, no. The Yakat the Yitzchak. No, I still need the Posek. You can't make that Drasha from Posek Zayin. That the Posek Zayin says, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen Eish l'mizbeach, is not like extra for a Drasha. I need it l'gufei. Well, the Yakat the Yitzchak, I need that Posek for itself. Why? Salka Daito Chamin, because I would have thought, if the Posek wouldn't have said a Posek Zayin, V'nei Aaron ha-Kohen, I would have thought, Kivon de lav avoida de miyak v'kaparo. This is not called a part of the avoida of the actual korban, the nesinas hadama on the mizbeach, which is a kaparo. This is just putting fire on the mizbeach. That's not part of the kaparo of the korban. So I would have thought, since it's not mark of the kaparo, it's not part of the zrikas hadam, loyti boy kuna. I would have thought you don't need a kain. True, the pasuk before says in pasuk hevik rivu from the kabbalah sadam you need a kain, but when do you need a kain? For the Kabbalah Saddam and for the Zrika Saddam, because that's the Kapara of the Korban. But maybe once you made the Zrika Saddam, you have your Kapara from the Korban, maybe now you don't need a Kohen anymore. So I would have thought maybe to put the fire on Gabi HaMizbeach, you don't need a Kohen. So that's why I need Pasuk Zayin to teach me know that even putting the Eish Al HaMizbeach, which is not part of the Kapara, still you should know, V'nei Aaron HaKohen, Eish Al HaMizbeach, you need a Kohen to do it. But maybe, who adin, the Hefshet and the Nituach, maybe you also need a Kohen. You can't say to Deek anymore, why does Posek Zayin say we need a Kohen, Pshitum? No, it's not Pshitum. Since this is not Makif, Kapora, maybe that's why I need a Kohen. And once the Torah says here I need a Kohen, maybe who adin, the Hefshet and the Nituach also need a Kohen, maybe. Even though that's also not part of the Likuva for the Kapora. Like the Kapora comes just from the Zrikas Adam. But once I have Posek Zayin to tell me you need a Kohen for the Eish, Alam Mizbeach, maybe who adin for hefshet and nituach also need a kohen. So I don't know to tell me that skinning and slicing does need a kohen. Yekivin lav avoyda makom kapori loti boy kuna kamashlon the boy kuna. Maybe that's what the Torah says this lashon of v'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen, to teach me that even though putting the fire on the mizbeach is not makiv the kapora, still I need a kohen. But if so, I do not know that slicing and skinning doesn't need. Maybe it also needs it. Rashid Loimak for Kapora. Saying Kapora El Badam. Because the Kapora from a korban always comes with the Zrika Saddam. So we're back to the Kasha. How do we know that a Zar is allowed to skin the animal and slice the animal? How do we know that? So Moshe says, Elomehocha. I tell you from this, from Posse Ches. I tell you from Posse Ches, we'll know it. Elomehocha. In Posse Ches, it says, V'orko b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-nesochim. That the Bnei Aaron, a Kohen, has to set the pieces of meat as a roish vi as a poder. The pasuk says, al ha'etzim, they put it on top of the wood, asher al ha'esh, asher al ha'mizbeach. So the Kitzur says clearly here, we need a Kohen to put the pieces of the meat on top of the mizbeach, on top of the esh. Yeah. So for the Mo'akasha, normally, what did the pasuk have to say again, you need a Kohen? Shit, you need a Kohen to put in the sochin, the pieces of meat al ha'esh. This is extra. Because why is it extra? Because even though this is not part of the Kapora, but I know that already from Pasuk Zayin. Hey, once Pasuk Zayin says, to put the Eish al HaMizbeach, I need a Kohen, and V'orku Eitzim al Eish, to put the wood on the fire. You need a Kohen, Zechur Pshita, you need a Kohen, to put the Nesachim al Eish, right? So, Bezoi, what does Pasuk Ches have to say again? V'yarko b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim. What do we have to say again? Use a kohen. Elamai es tachidish, that when do we need a kohen only for this avoida of carrying the pieces of meat and putting it on top of the fire? V'enach nami in Pasuk Vov, of to make the skin the animal and to slice it into pieces, for that we do not need a kohen. That's the pshat here. Lomali is lamute hefshev nituach. The teacher, the hefshev nituach, does not need a kohen. Rashi, Elamihoko, the Orko Bnearon Akrainim, Hare Lamadno Me Kabolo Shain Sarakuna. Alright, change the gears here. Alright. Fighter, to skip Rashi. To change the gears in Rashi. Fighter, I'm limited to it. For the more of the aim, we know we still have a cash for the Gemara. True. This Pasuk Ches is extra. Pasuk Ches is extra. It says, V'yarku b'nei Aaron ha'kohenim. It says extra that a kohen should put the pieces of meat on the fire. That's extra. His madach would need a kohen to put the eish al ha'mizbeach. Pshit would need a kohen to put the piece of meat on the mizbeach. So it's a diyuk that he need a kohen and not someplace else. So we want to say that what? That skinning and slicing does need a kohen. Shrat Gemara, maybe no. Maybe the meat is that lamute siddish negiz reitzim. Maybe putting the two pieces of wood on the mizbeach, that does not need a kohen. Gemara says no. Mistavra divcha de kavos mamayit. We're talking about the korban itself. It's mistavra with mamayit in the korban. Hesir posachet says that you need kahanim to put the pieces of the meat on the mizbeach, on the yesh. So as mistavra said as a diyuk that some other part of the korban does not need a kohen. So hefshit, skinning the animal and slicing it, that has to do with the korban itself. So it's more mistavra to say another part of the korban itself does not need a kohen. Mashenka to make a diyuk that you do not need a kohen for the eitzim, that doesn't have to do with the korban itself. So it's not mistarvah to mamayit eitzim, would rather be mamayit that heshit finituach does not need a kohen. Fred the Gemara, no, adarabba, just the opposite way I'll tell you. I'll tell you sidur de kavosim mamayit. With what are we talking about now, postachet? It's talking about putting the nesachim al ha'esh, like being the father, you're putting something on top of the fire. So it's saying this needs a kohen to put the pieces of meat on top of the fire. But maybe it's a good deed though. But when you want to put the shnei gziri etzim, when you want to put the two pieces of wood on top of it, maybe that you taka don't need a kohen. Yeah. So maybe that's a good deed. What are you telling me now? It's more mistarvus of a mayit. The hefshit and nituach. Because it's talking about the korban itself. But fakaret, let's be mamayit shnei gziri etzim, because it's talking about the siddur. We're talking about putting something on top of the fire. So it's very good. We need kohanim to put the pieces of meat on top of the fire. But when you want to put the wood on top of the fire, maybe for that you don't need kohanim. So how do we know to say the chizki is in? That you, the azar could do the hefshit and the nituach? Maybe no. Maybe to skin the animal you need a kohen. Ah, you have a diik plus the ches is extra. That's to teach us that you don't need a kohen to put the shnei gzireitzim al hamizbeach. But how do we know that nituach does need a kohen? So what says Poshim? Let's talk about it. That you can't say that shnei gzireitzim should not need kohanim. The Yom Amar, the Pasuk says clearly, says in Pasuk Yud Gimel here, says, V'hikriv ha-koyin es ha-koyl ha-mizbecha. Says Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hikriv ha-kerev ha-koyin yuchas ha-moyim, V'hikriv ha-koyin es ha-koyl, V'hikriv ha-mizbecha. That the koyin has to bring everything to the mizbech. So we dash in. Zu ha-lochas e-vorim le-kevish. That you need a koyin to carry the pieces of meat to the kevish. The Pasuk Yud Gimel, in the middle of Yud Gimel. Yeah. So halacha sevorim lekevish. So halacha is diyek. Halacha sevorim lekevish. Who the boy kuna? Mashenkin halacha eitzim loy boy kuna. That carrying the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, for that you need a kohen. Mashenkin to carry the wood to the mizbeach, for that you do not need a kohen. Abahosid or shnei gziri eitzim boy kuna. Mashenkin putting the actual wood on top of the mizbeach, on top of the marakon, that for sure does need a kohen. That's the diyek here. That only carrying it, that we say only the piece of meat, and not the wood. Carrying the wood to the Mizbeach does need a kohen. But putting the Gzirei Eitzim on top of the Mizbeach, that does need a kohen. So if that does need a kohen, what's on the Pasuk here in Pasuk Ches, that says, V'yarku b'nei Aaron ha'kohenim, you need a kohen to put the Nesachim on top of Yesh? That's a diyuk, that for here you need a kohen. Mashenka to slice and to skin the animal, you don't need a kohen. That's the Maskon L'chura. Yashnir Bella Boy Yatim. Ha Sidish Negaz Yatim Boy Kuna. Fredimar now. The Orko Lomuli. Abazoi, what do I have to work? This part of the Graya. What do I need to post the Ches for? The Orko Banayaran Akoinim. Like, what do I have to say a Chidishi I need Kainim for? Is Lamute Hefshib in Ituach. The teacher said only to put the piece of meat on the Eish. Do you need a Kain? Mashenka is to skin the animal and to slice it. You don't need a Kain. Fredimar Vieima Hochina Milgufa. Maybe Pasuk Ches also need the gufay. Hey, the Pasuk says we are covered on a kohen as eis hanesachim as a roish that al eish. Maybe needs a gufay to tell me to put the meat on the fire. You need a kohen. Hey, how do you know to say it's extra? Maybe I need this gufay. Maybe I need this for itself, mamish. So my says the shvei kash the shalti gerusis or not. The Gerus Taka says not to be gerusis. Because Lechura, not to be gerusid, is because, what do you mean Legufay? Like Lechura, we know this from Pasuk Zion. Once, Right. You don't need the goofy anymore. Because once the Pasuk Zayin already said you need a kohen, so Pasuk Ches also needs a kohen. That's the Gemara's, so what's the Gemara's kashya of Yem Hakonam Legufi? Oh, this is the Gemara's kashya though. Maybe the Pasuk V'yoko is not extra. Maybe we needed the goofy to tell you need a kohen. So the Gemara said, Ella, I'll tell you like this. Ella the Hikti, so it's a shallow, what the Gemara's question is here. Right. Ella the Gemara says, V'hikti rakohen es takoil l'mayosa. Now we're making the drasha from the Kerr. Why does the Pasuk have to say again in Yud Gimel here? V'hikti rakohen es takoil l'mayosa. What do we need it for? Is Lamutai Hefshiv and Ituach. The teacher's what? That Hefshiv and Ituach does not need a kohen. Yeah. Period. Now the Gemara says, V'hikri v'akohen es hakohen l'mizbecha. What are we dashing from this? Zuhe leches evorim lekevish. That means carrying the pieces of meat up to the kevish needs kohanim. So we dash in haleches evorim lekevish hu deboy kuna. Carrying the pieces of meat up to the mizbech of the kevish, that needs kuna. Mashenkin haleches eitzim loy boy kuna. Mashenkin carrying the wood to the Mizbeach, that does not need kuna, does not need a kohen. As Zaka carried the Shnei Gziriyetzim up until the Mizbeach. Mashenkin hosid the Shnei Gziriyetzim, but when you want to put down these two pieces of meat on top of the fire, on top of the Marocha, I'll tell you that, boy kuna. Vinos no legufe. And Vinos now goes legufe. And Echnami. Vinos no b'nayar and akarin esha on the Mizbeach, that goes legufe. To tell me we need a kohen to put the yesh al mizbeach. Now the pasuk says, the orko we say shnayim. Orko is loshen rabim. You need two kohanim. B'nei Aaron, to deek this pasuk and pasuk ches, we're dashing this pasuk now. The orko means two. B'nei Aaron's also mashmi two. And our kohanim al loshen rabim means two. So the mashmi needs six kohanim. Is lamadnu mitleh shetoin shisha. This is like an asmach to tell us that for a tleh, when you bring a young keves, you need six kohanim. Like we said, the korban atomid needs six kohanim to take care of it. Five to carry the pieces of meat, and one to carry the kerbayim. So that's this deek from this pasuk. You need six kohanim to carry a tleh. For the Gemara, Amar Rav Amnuna, Kashel Rav Leza, Haida ben Bokut siv. This pasha is talking about a ben Bokut we're starting off now. We're saying now, in Pasuk Gimel says, Emoylo kabona min ha-bokur, Zocha tom yakivenu. Hey, this pasha in Vayik Ralev is talking about a ben Bokut. Now, Ben Boker, the Mishnah before said, you need 24 kohanim. So how can you tell me a deek from Pasuk Ches that's talking about the Pasha, but Ben Boker, all you need is only 6 kohanim. It doesn't stim. We just got finished saying the Mishnah that by a par, you need 24 kohanim. And this is a Pasuk talking about the Pasha of a Ben Boker. You have a Ben Boker said, Ben HaBoker, Eskrim V'Yarbo boy, you need 24. The Teret is V'Nichalei. No, he answered like this. The pasuk says, "Alo eitzim, asher aleish, asher ala mizbeach." Yes, the word says the end of pasuk ches. It says, "Alo eitzim, asher aleish, asher ala mizbeach." It says nichle. No, the end of this pasuk says, "Heis alo eitzim, asher aleish, asher ala mizbeach." The word says, "Ezel dover." What type of a korban? What needs all these things? Ezel dover shenema boy eitzim eishem mizbeach. What needs eitzim eishem mizbeach? Have the Yomer, and this we say, Tleh, this goes on.